Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tupac had a really interesting secret to his writing process. It's called the dotted line principle. And basically, it's all about delaying edits or revisions during the creative process. So whenever inspiration struck, Tupac would get to the studio as soon as humanly possible to get all of his ideas out. And what's crazy is he would rap for 5, 10, 15 minutes at a time without stopping at all. He didn't care about making mistakes. He didn't care about saying gibberish. He didn't care if anything he was saying made sense at all. He was just trying to get every single idea he could for that song out without stopping to edit or fix it. And the next day, he would come back to that giant mess of a song and basically spend time editing it all the way down to its most pure, best form, and made some of the biggest songs of all time. A lot of us edit while we go. If you're constantly stopping, starting, stopping, you're preventing yourself from getting your bigger creative ideas out there.
All right, my friend, thank you for tuning in to Real English Radio. I am your host, Tony Kaizen. And just in case you didn't understand everything that was said in that clip, I'm going to try to summarize before I give you something to think about. So this guy is talking about Tupac's creative process. And I don't know if this is true. I don't know where he got this information from. But even if it's not true, I think the point of this episode will be the same. So just to summarize, he's saying that Tupac applied something called the dotted line principle, which is basically, you know, get all of your creative ideas out and on the paper or on recording or on video, whatever you're doing, and don't cut yourself off. Don't try to edit while you are producing. Just produce everything you can, record it, save it, file it, whatever you got to do, and then come back the next day or the next week or the next year and make edits or changes so that you can get the final product. And he's saying that a lot of us, in the context of creativity, a lot of creatives, will try to self-edit during the creative process. They'll constantly be thinking about the end product as opposed to just doing their thing, right? You're thinking about the destination instead of the journey to get to the destination, right? And the problem with that is you rob yourself of some of your best ideas, some of your most prolific creativity. I think that's the idea that he's trying to express. So stop editing yourself during the creative process and just create. And then you can come back later and make changes or edits if necessary. You might come back and realize, I don't want to change it at all. And you wouldn't be able to come to that realization if you're constantly stopping and restarting and stopping and restarting. And maybe that works for you. And that's really not even the point, because this episode isn't just about creatives and rappers and artists and stuff like that. This is for people learning English like you. And the idea, like, this video immediately made me think of people learning foreign languages, and more specifically English, because I work with people like this every day. And I see all the time people will self-correct their own speech, even though they don't know what the correct speech is. So what I mean is somebody will be saying a sentence like, I will go to the store. And they completely stop what they were trying to say. They completely stopped the conversation and they're just trying to get the perfect sentence out of their mouth before they continue saying whatever it is they have to say. The problem is you can't correct yourself if you don't know what the correct form is. So it doesn't really make sense to even try to do that. And the second thing is you're kind of cutting off the flow of the conversation and kind of ruining it. Now, me personally, in a class, for example, I have all the patience in the world to listen to you and let you find the words and help you find the words you're looking for. But in a real conversation with somebody who has no empathy for somebody learning a foreign language, they're just like, bro, just say what you have to say. What the fuck? Right? And so maybe you found yourself in this position before, like you're constantly thinking about how you sound instead of thinking about what you have to say. This is a problem for the two reasons I just explained. And so instead of trying to self-correct, which is almost impossible, depending on your English level, just say what you have to say. I spend so much time in my classes helping my students adopt this mentality, which is just get the sentence out first. And then we'll think about, did it make sense? Does it sound natural? Could we have used some better words? How can we make this more formal or less formal? You can't get to that part unless you let it out, right? Just let it out. Stop being so afraid of making mistakes. Stop being afraid of saying the wrong thing, because guess what? You're going to do it anyway. It is what it is. We all, even natives, say things that don't make sense. Even natives say things that are grammatically incorrect. It's normal. It's normal. And you can't be corrected until you say something that sounds strange, until you say something incorrect. So if you're constantly stop being yourself, you'll never get the chance to be corrected or taught the right thing, because you're so obsessed with sounding perfect every time you open your mouth that you're robbing yourself of the opportunity to actually sound good, right? You're so obsessed with the perfection itself that you rob yourself of it, because you can never just get the idea out of your mouth. So you don't need to be correcting yourself while you're speaking. What you can do very simply is ask the person you're speaking to tell you, did that sound natural? Is that grammatically correct? Is there another way to say that? Is that formal? Is that informal? Is that offensive, what I just said? Why is that offensive? That's when you can ask the questions and learn the lessons. But you have to just perform first and then get the feedback. Let the person who is a native correct your speech, or at least try. And that's not to say that natives know better than non-natives, because there are some non-natives who understand the English language better than natives do. That's just a fact. That's not really the point, though. The point is you're stopping yourself from performing at the highest level by constantly critiquing your performance during the performance, right? Like even professional athletes, they will play the game and then after the game, they watch the recording and make adjustments for the next game, right? It's not like every time Messi kicks the ball, if he misses a shot, which never happens, then he goes back to the sidelines of the field to watch the replay and say, I should do this better. No, you got 60 more minutes of the game to play. Just play the fucking game. Then watch the recording, figure out how you can do it better next time, and then play again. You can't do both at the same time. You can't do that. Or, I mean, you can try. You can try. But I'll just tell you, it's really fucking annoying listening to somebody who's constantly trying to self-correct as they speak. Imagine what it would be like to listen to me if every sentence I stop myself and rephrase my sentence. Every sentence. Imagine how annoying that would be. And so you as an English learner, you might think, well, damn, that's messed up. You could be a good human being and be more patient and understanding. But bro, I already said I'm an English teacher. This is what I do. It's not a problem for me when I'm in a class. I can see what somebody's doing. They're just trying to figure it out. They're trying to find the words and they need my help. I'm going to help you. That's what I do. But it's also my job and responsibility as your teacher to remind you that the other 99.9% of the people on this planet are not language teachers, and they don't give a fuck about your insecurities, about your desire to speak perfect English. Nobody cares about that but you. So just let it out. Just express yourself and wait for the feedback. Just wait for the feedback, because even if you say something grammatically incorrect, you still might get the meaning across. You still might get your point across. And that's the most important thing anyway. But again, you could just easily say, hey, did that sound natural? Did I say that correctly? Is there another way I could say that? Is there a better word for this or for that? Just put in more effort. but you're never going to speak perfect English trying to correct yourself every time you speak English. It just doesn't make sense. It really doesn't. And
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is also why writing is so important. This is why recording yourself speaking is so important, because when you're practicing this every day, let's imagine you don't have the ability or the opportunity, I should say, to speak with natives or just anyone on a daily basis. You can still write every single day, and you can speak to a camera phone. You can turn on the video camera on your phone and just talk and just let it out. That way, there's not even another human being to sit there and judge you or laugh at you or get impatient or whatever you're afraid of. None of that can happen if you're just by yourself writing on a piece of paper or typing on the computer or talking to your phone. You can take all the time you need to practice so that the next time you have to actually speak and do the real thing with real people, you're prepared. So you can pick subjects, you can pick events in your life and just write about them. And you will quickly see, damn, there's a lot of stuff I don't know how to say. There's a lot of things I don't know how to say correctly or naturally. Oh, damn, it's 2023. We have artificial intelligence. There are Google Chrome extensions, entire businesses that exist to help me improve my grammar, my sentence structure, my spelling, my word choice. Most of it's free, available on the internet right now. So I can write every single day, slowly but surely learn new words, improve my grammar, my sentence structure, get better at articulating my thoughts, get better at taking different ideas and bringing them together and expressing them in a way that's comprehensible, you know, easy to understand. You can practice this. This is a skill that you should practice because communication is everything. It's everything. And maybe you don't want to write. You can set up your phone, press record, and just talk. Pick an interesting question. Talk about what you did today or what you're doing tomorrow or how you're feeling, what struggles you're facing. It doesn't matter. Whatever you want to talk about, that's the beautiful thing about it. Set up your phone and just talk. 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, just talk. Just let it all out. Pretend you're Tupac going in the studio about to just empty your consciousness on this recording. Everything that's in your mind or on your heart, just let it out. Use it as a therapy session. I don't fucking know. Do whatever you got to do, but just let it all out. And then when you're done, press stop and watch the video. Listen to the recording. Send it to your teacher. Hey, how did I do? Send it to your language exchange partner. Do whatever you got to do. Put it on the internet and transcribe it. You can do that for free in some cases. Read the transcript and then put it in the AI software that's going to check your grammar, your spelling, your sentence structure, and get the feedback. And this is what you do if you're completely alone. But if you have a language exchange partner or a teacher, you should be talking to them every day. Every day. All of my students, I tell them the same thing. Out of all the students I have, I tell them, we have class once or twice or three times a week, but the other days of the week, you can still contact me, send me voice messages. Just let me know what you're doing today. Let me know what questions you have or how to say things more naturally. That's what I'm here for. Out of all the students I have, none of them do it. not one takes the opportunity to just practice daily when that's what leads to better speech. So you won't have to be self-correcting while you speak. Because you've already done so much practice. You've gotten so much feedback, real world feedback, that now you know what you're saying and if it sounds natural or not. But you can't get to that point by self-correcting right now. You need to let other people correct your mistakes. You just need to speak. You just need to write. Make the corrections and the edits after the fact so that the next time you have to speak or write, you're going to do it better than you did it the last time. It's very simple. Very, very simple, but it requires effort, right? And it requires you to stop letting your ego govern your decision-making. Just put your ego to the side. You are never going to be perfect. It's just not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I don't care how long you speak English. My English is not perfect. It's the only language I've been speaking since the day I was born. So it's just not going to happen. Let go of that idea. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to say things that sound strange. And the only way to stop that from happening is to speak more and get better feedback from real people. That's it. That is the game. All right? And if you don't want to take my word for it, take one of the greatest rappers to ever exist. Take his word for it. Because according to this video, and we haven't confirmed this information, but let's assume it's true. And that was his process. Just go in the studio and let it all out. Don't worry about mistakes or saying gibberish or saying things that sound dumb. Don't worry about any of that shit. Just let it out and then come back and analyze what you've done and see how you can do it better next time. That's what Tupac did. And that's what I'm encouraging you to do, my friend. All right. But that has been, or this has been, this and that have been another episode of Real English Radio. I'm your host, Tony Kaizen, and I'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.